then we're thinking we about to make a hit.
Calling all kings to the flow. I'm about my business, you know. Keep it 100. It's my faith in God that keeps me on the go. About my money, my love, what it needs to grow. I'm calling all kings to the flow. Calling all kings to the flow. Calling all kings to the flow. I'm about my business, you know. Keep it 100. It's my faith in God that keeps me on the go. About my money, my love, what it needs to grow. I'm calling all kings to the flow. Calling all kings to the flow.
Hey, what's up, everybody? We're recording live. Welcome to the Crown Kings podcast.
What up?
Well, we ain't got good sense.
Oh, man.
This is your boy, Trim.
I go by that boy, Dodie.
And this is Taylor Made.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Oh, man. We were just kind of doing some reminiscing, man, over some, you know, some things we've gone through or went through in the past. And just, you know, sometimes you have to just think back and laugh.
Yeah.
Like it's just,
yeah.
You know,
that was a good one.
That was a good laugh.
That was a good one. Oh, good times. Hey, Died Right, if you out there, we need a sponsor, Died Right.
And them corn chips.
Oh man,
that's funny. Well, hey, bring us in, Samuel.
Oh man, well, we want to welcome y'all again to the sixth episode of the Crown Kings podcast here in the land of Mendham. You know, where we kind of, you know, talk about everything, man. You know, get these feelings out, man. You know, try to help you in your relationships and your in your parenthoods and your. And your kids' lives, so on and so forth, man.
Yeah.
We do want to put a disclaimer out, as we do every episode. We are not licensed professionals. This is a safe space to talk, but you can take it or leave it. Like, it's not, you know, we ain't forcing you to do nothing, but we do want to have a conversation.
Yeah.
So, what's on the agenda today? But what you, I see today, you got something wrote down.
Yeah, with all the things that's going on, I figure we can have some dialogue. We had a nice... If y'all haven't checked out episode 5, I suggest that you do so. Matter of fact, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
All of them.
1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
All of them.
So like says here, 4 and 5. 4 and 5.
Exactly.
All right. Hopefully there'll be something there to bless your game. You know, we welcome your questions. We welcome your feedback. And before we get started, before we get too far along in this episode, while you are watching, there is a little bell. Somewhere around here.
It'll be there.
Yeah. There's a place where you can put a thumbs up.
It'll be right there.
That part.
Like,
share, subscribe.
Subscribe, man. That's the biggest thing. I mean, you know, we definitely love everyone that is, you know, commented and viewed. And, you know, we appreciate the love. But we definitely want to kind of, you know, keep you up to date with everything that's going on. And the only way to do that is to subscribe, man. So just hit the bell. It's simple. Hit the bell. Ding.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Stop flirting with us and come on date us a little bit. You
know? Come on in the room, as my boy would say.
Come on in the room.
You know?
In the room.
Don't keep playing around with it.
Yeah. But check it out, man. We have, it's a lot of things going on in the world right now, in society. A lot of different changes and things. Again, us as men, we're called to be leaders. We're called to be providers. But today, it was on my heart. A few of our viewers sent in some questions and some things that we can have some dialogue about on today.
Yeah.
It always, some kind of way, goes back to leadership, communication, and some things like that. So it's not to be redundant. It's just the fact that we want to make sure that we answer the questions for the people who have already subscribed. Now, we waiting on you.
Yeah.
But to have that engagement and to have that continued dialogue so that we can continue to get better in 2024 and beyond.
Yeah, yeah.
So, right now we're dealing with a crisis. We're dealing with stuff that's going on in the world. We got wars. We got rumors of wars. We got fighting in the Senate. We got election time coming up. I'm not here to persuade you to be one thing or the other, but we're going to talk about what our role is as men in our families, in our communities, in our businesses, and whatever the case may be, where we are called to be leaders. And with that being said, this is the Crown Kings podcast. I've heard it said that heavy is the head. How do you say it? Heavy as the crown. Heavy as the head that wears the crown. So we are the kings, the kings. We are the kings. We are the kings. So during these types of things, fellas, the question came up. It says that when we as men, whether we are in a leadership role at our jobs, in our homes, which we should be, how do we lead others, our family, our surrounding individuals, our communities, during the time of crisis? And I want y'all to think not only in what's going on right now. We experienced one of the worst times of our lives going through COVID. And again, coming now where we have this battle between whether we're in a recession. Some people think we're in a recession. Some people think we're not. The reality of the situation. But how do we as men lead others in a time of a crisis?
Taylor Mays, you going to go first?
No, you got it.
So I feel like that's, to me, is pretty simple. I guess, well, one, you would lead with love. You know what I mean? I feel like the whole point of being a leader or being the head is to not be a boss in the situation or an enforcer, for that matter. You know what I mean? Try to, you know, again, lead with love. Obviously, allow the Lord to lead you.
I like it.
So that allow you to be a better leader. You know what I mean? And that's in good times and bad. You know what I mean? Go to God for the answer so that you can go back to your family, your community, your businesses, and be able to kind of, you know, allow what you've obtained from him to lead them. You know what I mean? Versus kind of going off of self or going off of flesh, because I feel like that's kind of our worst best friend ever.
The worst best friend.
Because I feel like that's the first thing. That's the first defense, flesh. Yep. What can my flesh do?
Yeah.
When I think a lot of times it's the flesh that gets us in trouble in every single situation.
Well, you know,
if we went to God first and got the guidance from him to be able to kind of go back,
it'll be a breeze.
It would be totally different.
Yeah.
So that's just point blank simple. Just go to him first. Get the answer before you go off and just, I got it.
Yeah.
You don't.
Yeah. Man, that's
real good.
That's real good. But I think love, really, that's important. Before we can lead anybody, I mean, we also have to be willing to be led.
That is the key.
And so
that's what I was going to say.
You know, matter of fact, go ahead.
I was going to say that you got to be willing to be led yourself.
Yeah.
You know, the best leaders go to somebody for advice.
And
of course, like my man said here, Dodie, who not other than go to than God.
Yeah. Right.
And then you got to, I think the best leaders, they live the life that they're trying to put out there. So, I mean, you can't be a leader and have everybody seeing you sweat talking about, you know, the stuff that you talk about. And you'd be like, man, you sweating like it ain't going to work out.
Right.
The ship is going down.
You know? Yeah.
And you nervous.
It's sometimes when, you know, we going through some thing, not like issues in the marriage, but me and my wife, we, you know, where is this money going to come from? I'd be like, hey, I talked to God about it. He going to figure it out. Why are you so calm through this right now?
Yeah.
Hey, if I got it, I got it.
Yeah.
But I didn't went to God already, and you know,
so everything's cool. So that's,
you know. I ain't worried about it. If I believe in that man up there,
yeah. I think too. That's probably the biggest time too. When you're back against the wall, all the chips are falling to where you kind of don't have anywhere. You don't have any other bailouts. And it's kind of like, I know I should have went to you first. That's my fault. That was my flesh. Help me. You know.
Help me.
Give me something so that I can, you know what I mean, get through this storm. Yeah, you know what I mean? So
I think that's deep, man, because we always hear people say, you know, look to the hills when it comes to your help. I think a lot of times God gives us free will.
Yeah.
You know, there is his will, and then this is what I'm going to do. Like you said, flesh. You know what I'm saying? Girl, I'm finna fix it. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Like you say, no, you ain't.
Yeah,
one of the biggest things that I think about, man, is and we talked about this before. If we have to realize number one, even as a man, because you don't have all the answers, that don't make you less than.
Less
yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
One of the reasons why we created this community is this, so that we can feed off each other, so that we can learn from each other, so that we can be better together. I should be able to go to somebody when I'm feeling weak or when I'm feeling discouraged and when I'm feeling like I may or may not have the answer, or to Sam's point, the ship is going down.
Yeah.
And I don't know what I'm supposed to use, a paddle boat, or, you know what I'm saying? Like, what I'm supposed to do, you know what I mean? But I think that, too, is admitting, you know what I'm saying, not necessarily fear. I don't like the word fear. But to admit the fact that, hey, man, I'm in trouble. I know that there is a way out, but I don't know exactly what that is. I was hoping that since you done been down the road a little further than me, maybe you can help me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That too can be a form of leadership. You know, Mark's point, you lead by example.
Yeah.
Being a leader doesn't mean that you always are the one to have the answer. You are, as a leader, you are the one to be the covering or the support to the team that you are in charge, or your family, your community, that you're in charge of being, I guess, steward over, you know what I mean? Or even with. Sometimes it's not that you're over. Sometimes you're standing behind, sometimes you're standing beside. But it's your job, your duty as the leader to be receptive of different ways, different resolutions, different opportunities to change the game.
Yeah.
Another thing that we spoke about before when we were talking about communication, the importance of just being open and being transparent. Being honest with yourself. You know what I mean?
That's the first point.
And then, therefore, the people, to Mark's point again, boy, this is good, is if they can trust you in the good times, they should be able to trust you in the tough times as well.
Yeah.
Because remember, you are leading. Somebody's following you. And if they're following you, they don't want to just follow you when it's good. If something pop off, I should be able to go to lead. We're going to figure this out together. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, true.
So it's a lot of things that I think that comes with that. But I also feel like the one thing you can't do is stop.
Definitely got to keep pushing.
You know,
it's crazy that we sitting here talking about this, and I was just thinking, men put so much pressure on themselves about being a leader, right?
Yeah.
If we look at the whole leadership, like if you look at the president, he got top advisors. He got somebody he go to that he ain't, you know, he don't have that much information in a certain country. He go to that top advisor.
Yeah.
I mean, even past, you know, princes and kings, they have top advisors. So why do we do it to ourselves and be like, oh, I got this all by myself?
That's fact. I heard a preacher man say, I can't remember who it was. I want to give him credit. So forgive me if you hear this podcast and you said this. It wasn't me. Somebody said it. I heard it. And I'm going to tell y'all. They said that every king in throughout the Bible, throughout the history, every one of them had a prophet, someone around them to advise them of what their next move should be.
Yeah.
So if it happened in the Bible days, then what make you think that you greater than any of them people that was back then? You know what I'm saying? Another thing I used to think about, according to this topic, is that there is a decision that has to be made, but you don't. It's not up to you to make the most popular decision.
There you go.
That's the thing.
You know what I mean? You have to do what's right for everybody. So
not everybody going to like what the decision you made.
But the end result. Like, you know what? That worked out pretty good.
You the goat. You the goat. You know what I'm saying?
God is good.
Yeah. You know, praise the Lord. I want to thank Mama.
That's what we're doing.
You know, but I think there's a sense of pride and confidence that come with knowing that you have a community or somebody around you, that if something do pop off, you know what I'm saying, you don't have to
those like-minded people. We've said that time and time. Get you a group of like-minded people, you know, that can help you through this journey.
Yeah.
And we keep preaching that.
And I always know that group will probably be small. It'll be small, but it'll be mighty.
Small and mighty.
Just like a fist. It'll be mighty. Strike a mighty blow like
that. Mighty blow.
But it's going to probably be small. And I think that part is the best part, because it's more intimate, so that we know we don't have to venture out and, you know, catch strays. We got, you know, it's a it's a close bond, man.
A unit.
Yeah.
When you made that fist, now I'm gonna go on to the next one. But when you made that, I think it was Coach K. He used to teach his player that during the press, because he said, "Well, if I do man to man, and I just put this one finger up, and I try to punch you with this one finger, you subject to jam it or break it. But if you ball your fist up, and we come at this thing together,
yeah, somebody going down.
Something got to happen. Yeah. You know, it's gonna be some furniture moving around. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, keep those things in mind. Just you know, as we go along, and as even if you move through this season of your life, and even to the next season, because there will be times throughout this journey of Mendham that you're going to experience some trials and some tribulations. You're going to experience some turbulence and some things that are not so much comfortable, but will actually pull you out of your comfort zone.
Yep.
And I feel like, you know, a lot of times that's what grows us. That's what's good when you do get stretched, because, you know, when you get too comfortable, somebody can sneak up on you and, you know, bust your head to the white meat.
It only happens with movement.
You know what I mean?
Smooth two-piece.
Can't grow when you're just sitting stagnant.
You feel me? Trying to make progress, man. The MLK way. You feel me? So, with that being said, another item that came up on the agenda was about being tested. We talked about self-control in the last episode, but this question came afterwards. So I don't know if that this particular individual has viewed that episode yet, but we can at least visit it in the context in which it was received.
Yeah.
He said that we get tested. We as men get tested at work. We get tested in the world. And then there are times when we get tested in our relationships when we return home from a hard day's of work. Now, he didn't give me any examples specifically about how he feels like he's being tested, but I'm assuming that every man that is watching this podcast right now have been tested in some way, shape, form, or fashion. So with that being said, gentlemen, when you are being faced with these challenges, when you are feeling like you're tested in your relationship at work or even just out in the world, because we know it's coming, what are some techniques or things that we can do as men to, I guess, subdue those challenges or overcome?
Yeah.
What you spirit get? Of an overcomer. Taylor made.
Which tested are we being, are we talking about? Are we talking about somebody testing your manhood?
Yeah, pretty much. I think that's what he meant. He didn't give me, again, specific. But testing your manhood or challenging you, whether it's based on your decision or based on your posture in a certain situation.
Yeah.
They testing my manhood. I just laugh at them. Like I said last time, we were talking about their self-control. Bro, if I give you the energy, that means you control me now. Yeah, first of all, I'm just going to laugh at you because I ain't coming out of character just for nothing.
But,
you know, I only come out of character is if you swing on me first. Yeah. But that's a different story. All right. So if somebody tested me as like in the workplace, like, especially if I got the years behind me to know that how I did things, I typically, hey, we can try it your way. I have no worries of bowing down, as most people take that word a little harshly. Like, bow down a little bit. Like, sometimes you might not have the way. Let's test his way out. It might work.
Yeah.
There's more than one way to skin a cat, right? Yeah. Is that what they say?
At least
we can always get, if it helps us get to the end goal, I have no problem backing down. Yeah. His way might work. Now, if it don't work, I want you to be the man and be like, hey, this was my way. Yeah. We tried my way. Don't scurry behind me and be like, well, he was the boss, you know, and he
No,
we did it your way.
Yeah.
I mean, so if that's the way they testing you, man, bow down, but also hold them accountable for, you know, saying that it was his way. Make him fess up to if it was his way.
Yeah.
Accountability. I like it. Talk to him.
So, I mean, I guess just to piggyback off of that, I say, well, first and foremost, being tested is just that, a test. So it also depends on how well you're prepared for the test. Depending on what it is, it's kind of like, do I go into this, you know, I think you said on previous episodes, taking feelings out. And that's in any test, especially like in a job setting, because being honest, as a man, your pride, your bravado tends to be in front of you, you know, with people that you're not that well associated with. Yeah. So, of course, when something is coming at you, it's kind of like, okay, well, I'm automatically on D mode now. Like, it's like, whatever you got, I got two ready for you. And it's kind of like that part, having to kind of see the bigger picture. It's like, yeah, I can come at you full guns blazing and could be unemployed because I said something crazy to you based off this flesh, this bravado, this pride. Yeah. You know, I done threw a garbage can at you, so, and knowing full well I need this job to provide for my family, which again ties into the whole leadership thing. It's like I can't present myself or call myself a leader. People looking at me and I'm doing crap like this. So I think it is a bit of humility in all those situations being tested, kind of knowing or realizing that maybe the issue or the test itself is not the exact test. It may be something that's a little bit deeper involved that maybe needs a little bit more tender love and care. So not trying to go at it or combat with it. You gave me this, so I'm going to give you this back. And it's like, because we're not growing, we're not moving. The test is still the test.
You got to take one on the chin.
Exactly. Right? You know, and I think, as a man, that is probably the hardest thing to do.
It's a challenge.
It definitely shows a level of maturity to be able to do that. And, you know, you may have your words in your head, I wish, but it's kind of like to be able to present yourself as a leader, as a king, and know that it's, you're not always going to win everything. You don't know everything. You know, somebody may know a way that's a little bit more efficient, you know, to your point. So it's like you have to kind of give it up at the door.
Man, that's good. I think sometimes, because he mentioned women too, I think a lot of times people will, on the outside looking in, they want to see if you really are who you say you are.
There you go.
Well, you present yourself to be honest.
Right.
I mean, to cut you off.
Right. No. That's good. It comes to a point to where some of those people, and not all, want to really see how you're going to respond to that test. You know, whether it's something that's been said. I mean, that's how rumors, you know, get a lot of people stirred up. You know, if I didn't hear you say it, 9 times out of 10, I ain't gonna worry about it. Because, you know, we talked about it last time. When I wake up in the mirror, and I look in the mirror. When I wake up in the morning, I look in the mirror. When I wake up in the morning, I look in the mirror, and I speak to myself. And I tell myself, this is who you are. This is what you're going to represent. Today, your name, you are Trevor Warfield.
You are your name.
That's Trevor. I ain't got nothing else but my name. You know what I'm saying? And that's the way I came in. That's the way I'm going out.
Yeah.
You know, ain't no hearse going to follow me to the cemetery. But what I'm saying is when you are tested or when somebody tries to pull you out of character, a lot of times it's not a reflection of you. It's a reflection of them.
Yeah.
Of something that they see in you, or sometimes it's jealousy. Sometimes it's the fact that I'm gonna see what I can do because everybody think he this thing, you know, he this that and the other. So I'm gonna see. Let me check it. And a lot of times I've seen it in many places, in many seasons in my life, that individual would test the wrong one and take flight.
Literally.
You know what I'm saying? They will take flight because they didn't do their research. They didn't. Yeah, so if you are one of them people watching this episode and you run around here testing folks for fun and for games and for giggles, that one day and you catch them off guard and they peel your muffin cap back blue. You know what I'm saying? Don't say we didn't warn you.
Yeah.
But
the quietest dog still bite.
Man, I'm telling you, it just seems like
multiple times.
It's bullies at every level, man. And I think you know, there's different ways that people do it. But I hear people say all the time, and especially in leadership, people that I respect, people that I admire, you have to give these people, let them talk. If they're gonna talk, give them something good to talk about.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And the fact of the matter is, if they're watching, hopefully they can learn something.
Yeah.
So you got to give them a front row seat.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The Bible says, he'll prepare a table for me in front of my enemies. If he preparing my table, then my enemy got to be there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
outside.
You gotta be somewhere.
Yeah, I would have empty plate. Yeah. Man, so I wish I could.
Listen, I just want to welcome you to the dinner. Yeah. You know, you may not get to sit at the table.
No.
But, you know, you come in at the door. Yeah. And that's fine, too. You know, I got a ticket just for you because this is what you thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
But I think we just have to be careful, man, to not really focus so much on what's being said. Focus on what you know. Focus on what you're trying to accomplish. Yeah. Focus on those who really do support you for real.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think at every level, you're going to need some haters because that's what pushes you. You know what I mean? That's going to be your driving force. Yeah. Oh, you told me I couldn't do it? Shoot. Like Mark said earlier, and Sam also, we're going to go to God. God told me I could. That's the one who made me. That's the one who created me. That's the one who gave me my purpose. That's the one who it really is my driving force. So what you say is irrelevant in the first place. You know what I'm saying?
Haters are still paying attention to you.
I'm telling you, boy. But they let me know. You watching.
You praying for this downfall. It ain't happening.
You know what I'm saying? What God has for me is for me, whether you tripping or not.
Yeah.
So, I would say just don't pay him no mind. Also, that's the key, the importance of having a circle of people who you know are going to be there for you. Because those people will keep you grounded. Even when you feel like blowing up and stepping out of character, that'll be the one person who's like, man, I know how you feel.
Yeah.
However, this is what we got going on. Yeah. You got your wife, you got your kids, you got your business. You come this far for that one situation to delete it, you know.
Having to tell them people that be talking ain't got nothing to lose, but you got everything to lose.
That point.
And that's what they trying to bring you back down to their level.
Yeah. Right.
They trying to get you to lose everything.
And it's the pride that keeps you blinded from seeing that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you forget everything, all the accomplishment, everything you got to lose. No, I need to give you what you're asking for.
Yeah.
I need to be controlled by you.
So they can say, I told you so.
Yeah. Right. I told you wasn't that.
I told you. Because that's exactly what's going to happen. You're going to blow up, and they're going to be like, I told you. It was there all along.
Yeah. Look at my eye. Look at my eye. Roll. You still just as violent as it was when you was a kid. Man.
Same old selfish. Yeah, we were kids. But I think, man, that's always going to come up. I mean, no matter if you're in the beginning stage or if you already have made it to a level of success, I don't think none of us ever just make it. We should be striving daily to be better.
Of course.
But it's going to always come. Not everybody's going to be happy for you. Not everybody's going to be rooting for you. Not everybody's going to be cheering you on. And it's going to be some cheering in the background for your downfall. And as many people as they can get to follow them, that's what they'll do.
Don't let it discourage you.
So stay true to the game, stay true to yourself, and again, let God lead you. Y'all good?
Oh, yeah, good.
Well, y'all got me fired.
Y'all be sure to leave your comments, man. We want to hear from you, man. Yes. We want to know your opinions on this as well.
These conversations. Yeah. These are the conversations that need to be had.
Absolutely. For sure. Absolutely. So another thing that came up, man, he was talking about experiencing you know, when you do have these times in your life, when you are the leader or you are the head of the household or whatever, and you're experiencing some times of uncertainty or you're experiencing hurt even, whether it's dealing with emotional hurt or emotional is what we like to call it on here. Or if it's just something that's going on in your life that you haven't quite got a grip on. You know, it may bring tears to your eyes, it may bring confusion, it may bring pain in one way, shape, form, or fashion. When those types of trials and tests come to your life and you're experiencing hurt as the leader, how can you as the man, as the leader, process those feelings and still be effective as a leader? I know. I said the same thing when I said, but.
Go ahead.
So, okay. I feel like that's kind of go back to the original point. You have to go to God, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Being able to accept things that you can't change. Being able to admit, hey, I'm hurt or hurting. And I feel like that's another thing, too, that goes with the pride and bravado is, as men, we tend not to, you know, give those feelings out or speak those feelings because it's traditionally or historically been known to be a sign of weakness. But I feel like in knowing, obviously, you're hurting, knowing why you're hurting, being able to articulate why you're hurting, could be the very thing that could get you out of that, you know, that feeling or that, you know, that situation. But it's a problem, really and truly, being able to go to God and say, Lord, I don't know where this is coming from. I don't know what this is. I'm feeling some type of way, and I need help with it. I need guidance how to get out of this storm, out of this funk, out of this feeling. Because, again, as we've stated multiple times thus far, if we're leaders, that means somebody's behind us.
Yep.
And it's one thing to be, you know, have bravado and pride and wanting to be the stand-up, uplifting person that's always got it together, always strong. We're human.
Yeah.
We have feelings just like anybody else.
Yeah.
You know, we may hide them. We may kind of deflect from them. But we have feelings too. You know what I mean? So just being able to kind of deal with the feelings as they're, especially if it's something that you can't necessarily put a person or a name to. Mm-hmm. You just feel some type of way about something that happened or whatever. Mm-hmm. Being able to go to God and say, I mean, Lord, you saw it. You made me in your image. Yeah, right. You know what I mean, right. What this feeling is and mm-hmm. how to, you know, maneuver through it. Mm-hmm. Lord, help. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So that's my take on it. I feel like that's...
That Tamla man help or just help?
Probably so. You know, if you get up there, yeah. Then, you know.
Mark know how to do it.
So we going to bring that back up.
Shout out to the GQ Harmonizer, baby.
Woo! We taking it there, y'all. I didn't know we were going that low on this podcast.
Good time, baby. Good time. All
right.
Nah, yeah. Man, that was good. That was good.
That was good. I think to piggyback on that one, once you go to God, it goes back to finding your community.
Yeah.
Mm. I mean, what you feel and what you're going through, somebody might have already been through it. So exactly. There again, find you a like-minded group, a like-minded community. I mean, it's good to have, you know, a community that's going to josh with you, but also give you the realness, too.
Yeah,
you know, definitely. And that's one thing as men, too. We know how to josh with you, get you up, and then talk to you about it, too, especially once you find that group. So, again, it's always, you know, finding that community. That it might be one person that you can talk to. It might be a few. But it's always good to talk to somebody. So.
Yeah. I think acknowledgement is heavy on each of one of these topics. Mm-hmm. Once you acknowledge the problem or the concern, then you are in thought, you're taking ownership of it.
Yeah.
And once you take ownership of it, then you can start to really find out how to fight that fight.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't think anybody. You just show up to a scene and you're like, shoot, do I need a pistol? Do I need a knife?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I brought this stick from the house.
Yeah. And then you show up the wrong way because it's not well thought out or it's not planned. But if you acknowledge it and, you know, to Mark's point, again, you find those individuals who you can speak to.
Yep.
And people are like, well, I don't know anybody I can trust. Well, sometimes it's not even so much the trust factor. If I can get it out.
Yeah.
That's another thing.
You know, I can, at least that's one layer that I can breathe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It may have just been a 5-minute conversation. I think sometimes, man, as for me, I made a decision to start seeing a therapist, but not because I felt like I was sinking, so to speak, but because I didn't want to sink.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We call it preventative maintenance.
Yeah.
I didn't want to sink. I felt myself in a certain place because I was helping everybody else.
Yeah.
And I was giving to everybody else. And I had energy for my wife. And I had energy for the business. And I had energy for work. And I had the driving force to make sure my mama was good. And I had the driving force to make sure my brother was good. And I need to call. I wanted my sister. And then she had, let me call my niece right quick. And then in all of this that's going on, everybody else is straight. And then I get home and I'm on empty. And I'm like, so... Who can I call? You know what I mean?
I need to fill up on two. Please.
Yeah. Because, and again, it's the pride thing that I'm good. Yeah. I have it all together. Everybody comes to me.
Figured out.
You know, as long as I'm helping you, then God is blessing. And in turn, God is saying, don't be a fool.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? you are human as well. Somebody, you're going to need somebody just as well as you. And I appreciate you being that to others.
Yeah.
But who going to come to fill you up?
Yeah.
When you on fumes. You know what I mean? They ain't now called electric, gas, V8, V6, four-cylinder. When your gas tank is empty, Joker is not going nowhere.
Not going nowhere.
You know what I mean?
I need gas right now.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
I gotta go to
the gas. It don't matter what the price is. You can't just go in there and be like, fill me up.
Yeah.
sir.
You got some money? Even if, I thought about it because in Colorado somewhere when it got cold this past time, and all them electric cars wouldn't go nowhere. People thought they were doing something.
Yeah.
And then it got cold and the cars wouldn't move. You know what I'm saying? Problem.
Yeah.
After problem, no matter what we plan, you're going to run into some situation. You're going to experience hurt, whether it's through life, whether it's through death, whether it's through a loved one speaking to you the wrong way, whether it's just somebody not speaking to you and you don't know why they're not speaking to you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we get in our feelings when we make a commitment to ourselves and we break that, you know, because you're like, I should have done this and I would have done it, but... But what?
Start making excuses about yourself.
You know what I mean? What do you mean? But. So I'm responsible for hurting me at that point.
Yeah, true.
So you have to deal with it on a perspective. As a man, no matter what the problem is, you got to face it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If we go hiding and then it just layers and layers and layers and layers. And which is why so many men are fighting mental illness and fighting these battles and committing suicide and all these things because they are suffering in silence and they're not getting the word out. They're not admitting that they have a problem. They're not admitting that they're hurting. They're not admitting that they need help. And when they go into their secret closet, it's nobody but them and the darkness and the devil and whatever else is going on. And the result is... I left this world, and I still didn't get no answers.
No.
You know what I mean? Not because there wasn't no answers available.
Yes.
Because I wouldn't go and seek them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's true.
I want everybody to think that, shoot, I'm the GOAT.
Pride now, is undefeated.
Now you standing up at the cash dump, my man. He was just a wonderful. Mm-hmm. You don't know what he was going through. Rich, poor, mediocre, employed, unemployed. On drug, off drug, alcohol, whatever the case may be, everybody will at some point is going to experience something that could very well take them over the edge if you do not deal with.
I like how you put that because I was listening to E.T., the hip-hop preacher, and he talks about that. He's talking about how you saying you help so many people and then your tank is on empty.
Yeah.
His thing is you start unplugging the ones that ain't kind of giving back to you.
Yeah.
You got to start unplugging people from that box. Once you figure it out, it goes back to that same episode we talked about. You know, you give so much to people and we were, you know, I can extend my hand so many times, but, you know, I got to pull it back sometime if it, you know, it ain't, I ain't on the receiving end of that too. So
reciprocation.
So you gotta acknowledge it, and then start pulling yourself back to recharge yourself. Because how E.T. put it, they'll suck you dry and then leave you there for dead.
Yeah,
and move on to the next person.
Or even more so, come back looking for it. You know, come on, I need some more. I don't eat. No, I need more. You know,
man. So it's like you said, it's a lot of layers to it, and I think you know the acknowledgement is at first. Acknowledge that there is a problem.
Yeah.
It's tough, man, because, you know, the one thing we can't, I guess, get away from, that's going to be pain. It's going to be the fact that people are going to hurt your feelings regardless.
Yeah.
Because you love unconditionally.
Yeah.
And just because you're giving that love out. And I think about that because we put ourselves on these pedestals as men. And then I think about, because Easter coming up, how God went through everything that he went through. You know what I mean? To make sure we were straight.
Yeah.
And then, well, didn't nobody go up there and take that whooping?
Nah.
Them nails in his hands, in his feet?
Nah.
You know, he bleeding it to my, ooh, that's Jesus.
Yeah.
Man, that looked like it hurt.
We just looked.
You know what I mean? But thank you for dying for my sins. Hallelujah.
Couldn't be me.
Right. The slave people, I think MLK, we just came out of Black History Month. All them people who went before us, that we talk about some pain. You talk about some hurt. You talk about some neglect. You talk about some crisis. Yeah. You know what I mean? Those situations, to make sure that we have what we have today. Yeah. And yet we still refuse. And I just, to Mark's point, this it just came to me. They never, if you ever seen anything with Martin Luther King speaking, walking, it, how many people were with him?
Heap of people. Yeah, community. He was deep all the time.
You see what I'm saying? Think about that. Malcolm X even.
Yeah. Just as deep. Deep and ready to fight.
Anybody.
A mob, what they say.
I'll follow you wherever.
Yeah. Wherever you go.
Wherever you go. Jesus. Walking. We ain't got to get in the car. We're going to walk everywhere.
To the fact they said it's too much power for one man.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Hey. You know, with a suit on. Yeah. Let me add that. Yeah. With a suit on.
And rain jacket sometimes.
And that tied up to the necks and walking.
And like some brogues.
Yeah.
Like you know.
Walking miles.
I don't know if we'll ever have one like that again.
But that's what I'm saying. You know, Harry Tubman. We should. You seen that movie?
Yeah.
I done got free and I'm going to come back and get it.
Multiple times.
You know what I mean?
You know what I mean? Talk about being selfless. Like, that's a lot. And half of people, I don't necessarily know you're not part of my family.
Yeah.
But just because I have seen freedom.
Yeah.
I got to go back. There's no way I can leave you in bondage, and I just go free myself, living life, knowing there's people that are being, you know, beat on and raped and everything else. I got to go back.
That's crazy.
You know what I mean? Like that's not. I feel like I couldn't even imagine being. I guess I don't want to say hurt, but being in that time and having that amount of weight, but even more so having that much trust and faith in God to know if He brought you out, why wouldn't you go back and bring other people out? Right. You know what I mean? To know it, to feel it in your bones that God brought me through this, not just for me, but for everybody else that. To feel the way that I feel, to get that freedom, to have that freedom from bondage.
I gotta go back.
Like, that's just, you know.
I got to.
But you said something even with that, because I'm thinking about
it. I don't know how we got off that. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you good. That's real good. That brings up just more the fact that how important community is.
Yeah.
Because when she went back to get them, there was protection. When she brought them back, there was someone to receive them, put them in clothes and whatever else, you know what I'm saying, during that point. And she's like, okay, I'm going to be here for a few days.
Go back.
I'm on my way out.
We
got to make sure you're good, so we're going to give you X, Y, Z.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That also, you know, makes me think of, I ain't going to say no names on here, but, you know, particularly somebody said, you got to close the door. What kind of thinking is that?
Yeah, and I think
if I make it through that door, I'm kicking it back open. It's not closing behind me. I'm going to let everybody that I know come through that door.
And I think even that, I think the issue or the reasoning for that, because in your flesh, in your carnal mind, who you let in, who you give these keys and jewels to becomes competition. Like, we all can't eat.
There's a note at the table to eat.
You know what I mean? And it's kind of like, if I close the door and lock it, I can live my life, I can eat, be merry, and kind of watch them out the window. Can't get in. Not you either.
I'm at the table. You
know, like, it's just
that crab in the bucket mentality. But the crazy thing is, if we really acknowledge the strength to our weakness, I mean, man, what a mighty world we could live in our communities and everything else. You know what I'm saying? We'd be so quick to judge. Like I met a young man the other day, and he said, and I'm not saying this to my own horn, but it made me feel good because sometimes you just do things to do things. Mm-hmm. He said, man, I really just want to let you know. I know I'm not a part of your team. He said, but I feel like you're one of the true leaders around here. Yeah. He said, I can tell by the way you walk, and I can tell by the way you treat your people. Now, I could have got a big head, but my mindset was, shoot, I got to go back to the drawing board because I got to get better.
Yeah.
If he saw it at this level and God's going to birth something different,
yeah,
at that next level, I got to be better.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I got to be, you know, I got to reach another level. But the other thing that did for me, it opened my eyes to what God really can do, because he didn't even realize how much he helped me by even saying that, because sometimes even as the leader, you don't feel adequate or you don't feel equipped enough to be in that position.
That is the key. It's the simple thing. The acknowledgement of it.
Yeah.
The acknowledgement that you see the hard work, you see the focus, the level of determination, the drive, you see it.
Yeah.
To be able to acknowledge that.
Yeah.
Oh. That's okay, like, so we gotta, yeah, we gotta ramp up even higher now.
Yeah,
you know, yeah, how many more people can I? You know what I mean? So it says
you have that impact.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know what I mean? That's the biggest thing.
Yeah. Go ahead, Mark. I'm ready.
I know.
Oh, I thought you. Had
I was just saying. Yeah.
Well, the big thing is we don't have to be perfect, man. I think that's been a seed that was planted that we need to. You know, we do need to be our best. Don't get me wrong. You need to be your best self daily, and no matter what you're dealing with. But I also feel like when you're facing it and when you're smiling in those tough times, then the atmosphere kind of shifts on your behalf, because you're not allowing, you know, however you view it, whether you're saying it's the enemy, whether you're saying it's this, you know, everybody have their own way of looking at it, but the adversary, whatever that case is, won't get the victory, won't get the joy over my life, because I made a conscious decision to be this guy, this day, this time, for me first, and then everybody else.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We talked about that last episode too, is that it feels like you're being selfish, but the truth of the matter is, if you're unstable, if you're not healthy, if you're having mental issues yourself, then it's going to be very difficult for you to help somebody else holistically.
True. Yeah.
Very true.
Yeah.
I always get that too. They look at me like, man, why you always got a smile on your face? I woke up this morning.
Yeah. Well, y'all made me shine.
It's the simple things, you know what I mean? Man.
Yeah.
I may not have $1 million in my bank account, but guess what? I got another 24 hours.
Yeah.
And a roof over my head.
Clothes
on my back.
Huh?
Shoes on my feet.
Hey, let's start talking about it.
You know what I'm saying?
We get caught up in this worldly stuff of people wearing name brands, the Balenciaga, the Chanel, the Louis. Hey, man, you woke up this morning.
Yeah. Make that normal.
That's you a start.
You're not 6 feet under. You woke up and got another 24 hours with your loved ones.
Yeah. Boy, I like it. Man, I like it, man. I like it a lot. Boy, y'all gonna make me shout.
People be like, it trips me out when I be like, man, what are you frowning for? You woke up this morning.
Yeah.
What you going through today or what you went through yesterday is not today. You
got another 24 hours.
It's not today, man. Like, it's in the past for a reason. Yeah, it just happened, but it's still in the past.
There you go. Well, I think, man, you know, when you're dealing with these topics and when you're dealing with adversity, hopefully y'all are listening. Hopefully, y'all will reach out to us and let us know, you know, if you're experiencing some of these things we're talking about, and if any of this information is helping you. The other thing is, it's no escaping trouble. It's no escaping adversity. There's no escaping things happening in your life.
Unless you die.
You know, and if anybody tell you that, then they lying.
You think them people you look up to on Instagram is not going through that?
That's what I'm listening.
It is a false life what this internet can do to you.
That's it. I think about that too, man. Before we had all these, not saying all technology is bad, but you know, before we had all these gadgets that pull us this way and that way, and you know what I mean, it just seemed like life was a little simpler in that regard, because now everybody try to live up to the hype instead of, again, be your best version of you.
That's the mirror versus the actual mirror.
Drinking from a water hose is frowned upon nowadays.
Man, that's some of the best water.
I don't know.
What have they got for being hot?
Yeah, it got to get through that little hot stage, though.
But I don't know what kind of filter that is. But man, that was childhood, man. You know, just going outside, period. Like, you know, that's not something that's as looked upon now. Mm-hmm. You know, some people still do it, obviously, but not everybody.
Most of you cats now want some bottled water. You ain't got no bottled water.
It ain't filtered.
I ain't thirsty.
Yeah.
And then there's a video going around on Instagram. This guy, he had a nice little fresh fit on, man. Some New Balances, some jeans, and a polo shirt. And the kids was like, "Nah, that ain't what it is."
Yeah.
It was a lady talking about it. She was like, "You can kind of see the defeat come out of him, man." Buddy was fresh. Buddy was fresh back just because he didn't have on no Balenci, no Louis Bell.
Is it the dude that had the Whataburger in his hand?
Man, Buddy was fresh.
I thought he was good.
Like, man, when we look at it, we getting away from the simple things.
Meanwhile, Balenciaga and Louis Vuitton getting richer and richer.
Getting richer and richer.
Ain't giving nothing back to us, but we giving it all.
Let's talk about it.
Spend our last
dime.
Baby ain't got a good pair of shoes. But check out these Gucci, though.
You know, your baby walking in a saggy diaper, but you got that Balenciaga.
Dude, listen,
let's not talk about it. Wait. We don't want to be. That's too real for him.
You better start the new episode.
You know?
Truth is the truth.
That's true, though.
You know what I mean? That's
the simple things, man. We got to get back to the simple things. We got to get out of this mindset that we got to have everything good. And
if we don't have it, we ain't good.
Yeah.
So we striving for it. Rob, steal, and kill for
a label. But again, ain't nothing as nothing as important as your name. You trying to put somebody else's name on
it.
We ain't trying to make our own. Have our own line. We'd rather just
listen.
We're going to invest in the one that's already making money and done made the money.
Your name is your brand.
Yeah.
Get a t-shirt and put your name on it.
Yeah.
Make people ask, "What is that?" Yeah, that's me.
Got him.
Look at here. It's my brand, tailor-made. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he tailor-made today. Last time he was Mark D. Taylor. Yeah. Then he was a rapper before that.
So many aliases.
It's always been tailor-made, man.
You never know who you're going to get. Like that's
always been tailor-made. I just changed it up for me. But it's always tailor-made, man. My name is my brand, you know? Hey, give me a fresh white tee, and I'm good. I don't need those name brands.
Yeah,
that's true.
Why are you looking at me, brother?
That's not me. I ain't looking at you. I'm just saying I'm looking in this general direction. I don't work for those.
Yeah, I'm trying to see something. I'm trying to ask you what size you
wear. I'm trying to get an endorsement.
You got them skinny jeans, huh, Trey?
I'm trying to figure it out.
Oh, man. Too small.
Just let me do me.
And a little, he got enough of a sag right here.
Oh, you stand like a duck too, huh?
Yeah.
When you take
pictures.
You got
no choice.
Take him out to dinner. He can't even sit down.
Just give him my plate. I'm gonna stand up over here,
man.
Just in case something pop off.
But I love it, man. I think again, y'all. This type of stuff is hopefully helping us to all get our act together and be better than we was yesterday. It's hard out here if you really trying to make a difference and you really want to stand as the king and the queens, even that we know that you are, tap in, man, and do some inventory of your life. Find out, to Mark's point, what's important. Find out what you need. Do some house cleaning. The stuff that ain't benefited you up until this point, maybe it's time for you to get rid of it. You know what I'm saying? If it's something that you are really desiring to do, maybe this is your season to tap in, check with your community, check with the people around you, ask them tough questions, find out, You know what I mean? If you need help, if you're one of those people who are experiencing these things, hurt, if you're experiencing adversity in your life in this season right now, if you're having some problems, your money funny, your change drained, your credit won't get it, whatever the case may be, it's time to tap into those people who are around you, the ones who are rooting for you for real. And if you haven't found that community, I suggest that you really start paying attention to your surroundings. Pull from the ones who you know that you can pull from, and leave that other mess alone.
Yep, but it's not for you. It hadn't been for you up until now. Probably ain't gonna be up for you in the future.
Not at all. You know? 2024. It's time for a change.
You done did the same thing for the longest,
and it's gotten you where?
You know? Nowhere.
What is called? What that's called? When you do the
insanity?
Same thing.
Insanity.
Yeah. That's what it
insanity.
Is.
Insanity.
That's what it is.
It's 2024. It's really time for a change because it's leading you nowhere.
And remember, people are watching.
People are watching. Praying for it.
More so people that look up to you are watching. You know what I mean? So it's how you handle yourself in situations is going to give them the notion or the feeling, I should be doing it the same way when that comes. You know, and if it's wrong, then you literally raising up a whole other generation that same way. You know, a lot of the, you know, I don't want to say bad things, a lot of the traumas and triggers that we experience or that we adapt to is from stuff from our past generation. Things and how they went through it. That's how we go through it. But we have to have that mindset to change that because we got people watching. They want to emulate. They want to be able to kind of move how we move. You know what I mean? So you have to kind of always know that it's, you know, it's not just about you. It's never about you.
And you too would be most likely to be the chosen one to break that curse in your family. But you have to have the courage and the faith to do it.
To take it head on.
You know, and I will be the first to tell you that it is not easy. First time the lady prophesied that me, I will ask you, who?
Yeah, I was there.
Who are you talking about?
We got it on video. I'm going to get that from
Is it that same video you? Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. You.
Look,
we,
Father.
We're going to cut that for the video. Why y'all bringing up old stuff anyway?
That's crazy. You don't want to talk about a video.
You the one brought it up.
Those are the churches. That's all I see.
You the one brought it up.
I'm going to cut that little portion out. Okay. And give it to him. That's it. We don't need the whole service.
I was there too because I heard that same prophecy over it.
Well, I mean, can't do it now. It wouldn't be right to do it now.
We'll take it. We'll take it. Listen, we want to just thank y'all so much for tuning in to us. Don't mind us. We do like to have fun, but we do take this mission serious. But laughter's good for the soul, you know what I mean? You got to have fun. So none of this information is to make you be uptight, but hopefully that you will take a stance and accountability for your part in this world and your contribution, and also to really strive to make an impact on those around you and those coming up behind you so that we can continue to leave our legacy and make this world a better place. That's my final thought. Go ahead, gentlemen.
What you got, TaylorMade?
It's on you. Hey, only thing I got to say is you are loved. You are wanted in this world. Even if the naysayers say no, man, there's somebody that would rather talk to you than read about you. So that's all I got to say.
Wait a minute.
Bars.
Okay.
Bars.
Maybe he is a rapper. I don't know. That's a good one there. Man.
Bars.
So that's a whole other episode.
Yeah. Send that to me.
It is a thing to, you know, everybody talk about people when they're gone, how good of a person they was, but couldn't tell them that to their face.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Well, he was such a good father, such a well-respected person in the community.
Seen him in 15 years.
But hated his guts when he was walking through. couldn't even look at him without
him. Couldn't even look at him,
So that's just, you know, you have to always think and know that nobody's promised tomorrow. At some point in time, unfortunately, we will have to leave this place. And, you know.
That's the only thing promised.
Sometimes you just got to know that enough to know every second, every minute is promised, or not promised, let me say that, yep. not promised. Mm-hmm. And you should take advantage of it in every way possible to tell somebody, tell somebody else that you love them. Yeah. Tell them that they, you know, you're praying for them, and actually do that. Don't just
say,
you know,
it.
"Oh, I'm gonna pray for you," and yeah. you don't even know how to pray. Yeah. Just God, Jesus will. No. Pray for them. You know what I mean? So,
hey, Bishop used to tell us that you gonna pray for. He said, "Well, shoot, come on now.
Listen,
I don't know what's going on between me and you, but the time you get to the car, I'm gonna pray for you. No, come on.
See, yeah,
go ahead,
that is the best. Man. That's the best way. Let's see what you got. Man.
Go ahead.
Give me your best. You know what I mean? I gotta be in the bathroom right quick. Yeah. You know, I'm sneak out the side door, go home. I like to pray at home. I don't pray outside. I don't pray in the kitchen over the stove.
My secret clothes.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like that's. Come on, man.
Yeah, indeed.
Good stuff, man.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Well, of course, man, we want to thank y'all again for tuning in to the Crown Kings podcast. We do want to wish everyone. By the time this airs, it'll be Easter time. Absolutely. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Resurrection Day.
Yes.
To my Catholics, is it a different? Are they in Lent right now?
Catholic people.
Yeah. Are they in Lent? I feel like somebody's
Yeah.
Shout out to Craig. You know what it is. Happy one of those.
Craig, please tune in.
I ain't seen
Craig in a while.
So we again want to thank you for tuning in, and we hope and pray that, you know, our hearts and minds are clear. And be sure, as we've stated, to, you know, leave your comments, leave your suggestions, you know, because, again, we're not proclaiming to be professionals. We are trying to do what God has asked us to do in the manner that we're doing it. And, obviously, the goal in anything is to get better. You know what I mean? So, you know, feedback is always suggested, you know.
Always wanted. But
as we also state, come in love. Love is this, you know.
Yeah.
So
don't say nothing there, you know.
Yeah. You mean, I don't want to call him by name, but you know who you are. You know how you are. don't do that. Be a opposite of that. You know. But yeah, man, you know, obviously, like I said, we out here, man. You can catch us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. Yeah. You know, obviously this podcast is now worldwide, as we say. So, of course, you can get it anywhere. You listen to your podcast.
That you can connect to Wi-Fi.
Anywhere.
Yeah.
AT&T, T-Mobile, who else?
All Boost. Of them.
Yeah. You know, Pandora, Cricket. You know.
All of them.
We out here.
All of them.
iHeart.
Yeah. Spectrum.
Yeah. All you need is type in, Crown Kings Podcast. Bam, there we go.
Yes.
You know, you can get all episodes. Here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Uber, Lyft, Airport,
Literal. Why he sitting there? Yeah, tell your Lyft driver to put it on in his car.
Yeah, bam.
Capital Metro.
As soon as you hop in, hey man, search Crown King.
Search
them real quick. Yeah. I need to hear that.
Yeah. UT, St. Edward, Concordia. I mean,
it's all.
University of Georgia. I mean, yeah.
You know, go dogs. But yeah, man, just y'all be sure to stay tuned for more we got in store for you.
We got one more special thing, huh? Another trip around.
Yeah.
The sun?
Yeah.
By the time this air, you're gonna be
By the time this one there, y'all go ahead and type happy birthday in the comments too.
Amen. You know,
trip around the sun.
Yeah, the Lord has blessed me to be, you know, around here another year.
How many years is it?
So be 42, man.
Woo!
42 years old, man. And, I thank God for, you know, just allowing me to still be here, man. Still be amongst the living.
That's it.
You know what I mean? That's a blessing within itself, you know. But, yeah, man.
Yeah.
Y'all be good to yourself. Be good to one another.
Like, share, subscribe.
Please. I feel like that's something. It's so easy. Like, you on your phone, you ain't doing that.
Yeah.
Just hit that right there.
Cheryl,
just go like that.
Yeah.
Click.
You know.
Yeah.
Even if you ain't got a phone that does it.
Yeah.
You know, you can move a little thing in the middle to go to it and press the center button.
There you go.
It'll like the same way.
You know what I mean? It's going to be
somewhere over here. Yeah. Or right here. Or there.
do it.
Just look right here. Just
your kids know how to do it.
Yeah.
Go ask them. Yeah, they probably know how to work it.
Your niece and your nephew.
Yeah, tell Man Man to come. I'll come work this thing here. So that's
Junior.
Oh, man, I loved it today.
Come here, Junior.
For sure. All right, man. We're going to holler at y'all on the next episode. We out here. Happy Easter again.
Happy Easter. Happy birthday.
Yes, may God bless y'all and keep y'all. Peace.
Hey. Love you, mama.
My love. What it needs to grow. I'm calling out kings to the flow. Calling out kings to the flow.
So rise up, all my kings. Gotta stand tall and strong.
Unleash your power today and let your voices belong.
Together we'll break the chains.
The chains that try to confine.
I am my brother's keeper.
And it's our time to shine.
Calling all kings to the flow. I'm about my business, you know. Keep it 100. It's my faith in God that keeps me on the go. About my money, my love. What it needs to grow. I'm calling all kings to the flow.
Be sure to go check out that new single, Calling All Kings, featuring the Crown King, in stores now.
I am.